Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, I was down in Virginia Beach for New Year's, and we had a great time. One of the things that strikes me when I'm in Virginia Beach is that there, at least in my experience, is there does, because of the military connection, and so many people who were in the Navy stay in Virginia Beach and enjoy being there and have families there, that there's just a different attitude than what I often get in Richmond and in other places. And quite frankly, I enjoy being around military people. I think they're patriotic, they love their country, and they've got kind of a sobriety that a lot of loudmouths in other parts of the area don't have. Bob Pizzini is a former Navy Explosive Ordnance Disposal Officer. He's in Virginia Beach. He runs that big, really amazing iFly company where you feel like you're skydiving, but you're not really skydiving, you're in a tube. So he's a business person down in Virginia Beach. And, you know, I thought, let's talk to Bob and see what he's thinking. What do you wake up this morning, Bob? What's your take on where we are as a country 1 week from Inauguration Day?
Yeah, well, good morning, John, and thanks for having me on.
Yes, of course.
So my take is things are a mess.
Yeah.
And while the mess may seem like something we've never had before, and you hear this all the time, oh, we've never seen anything like this. Actually, we have. And, you know, I'm reading a book about Truman right now, and when you look at the post-World War II politics surrounding Truman, it was a mess, and it was a mess like nothing the country has ever seen before. So,
in what way? So, what would be the parallels that you draw? Because I wasn't around then, and I haven't read a book like that. So tell me. We do tend to whitewash things after they're over with. So what do you mean?
Right, which means short memories, which is very unfortunate as well. Mm-hmm. But Truman was faced with kind of reducing the military and bringing troops home, or shifting focus to fighting the communist threat, the emerging Soviet threat.
Yeah,
and he was very unpopular within his party and within the opposition party, and he had cabinet positions, cabinet people who resigned or were otherwise forced out. You know, so politics is a dirty game, and it's very similar today. Now looking at today, it is a mess. I will say we haven't seen anything that even comes close to the assault on the U.S. Capitol last week, and. You know, President Trump has been a controversial figure from the day he was elected. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he hasn't done great things for our country, because I believe he has. But the political dynamic is superheated. It's supercharged. Yeah. And really, the people who suffer are the American people, because Congress is not doing their job. They're not focusing on the needs of the American people. They're not focusing on the needs of the military, you know, the NDAA and funding the military is something that's always been problematic, and it's one of the things I hate the most about Congress, having served for 26 years, and every September, October, you know, we always wonder if we're even going to have a budget or how we're going to be able to execute our mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a reckless way to manage financially. I mean, if you ran your company the way the Congress runs the budgeting of the federal government, and especially something like the military that is a day-to-day operational mandate necessity, you'd be out of business fast, and no one would want to do any business with you. And yet we continue to elect people who don't seem to be able to step back and recalibrate and run the basics efficiently. It's really frustrating to see. And no amount of talking about it seems to change it.
No, it doesn't change it. And even, you know, the ballot box, doesn't seem to have the kind of change that we're looking for. There are some very reputable members of Congress, some highly accomplished people who went to Washington, D.C. with the intent of having a positive impact, but they are up against the swamp, if you will.
Yeah.
And it's just almost this undefeatable monster. And I look at our representatives from the state of Virginia, and whether they're in the party, whether they're in my party or not, I honestly believe that they want to do well for their constituency, for their district. But when it comes to national security, when it comes to things on a national scale, I think that there's a lack of preparedness there on behalf of most elected officials.
Yeah, they clearly fiscal responsibility is not a priority, and probably hasn't been for a long time. And you're right. There are some people who talk about it a lot during the campaign, and I have actually been in committee hearings where they'll raise this issue and try to admonish their colleagues and say, hey, we've got to get this right. And they're basically dismissed. No, that's not what we're doing. And the leadership has other agendas. It's interesting to hear your observation. 26 years in the Navy, I think people should probably perk up with no axe to grind. Bob Pizzini, a Navy explosive ordnance disposal officer in his previous career. Now he runs that really amazing iFly establishment at Virginia Beach. How are you doing? I mean, tourism was really down in Virginia Beach this summer. Are you okay?
It was, and my business is doing okay. I was the chairman of the Virginia Beach Chamber of Commerce for 2020, so I just kind of had
what a
had
year.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I had good visibility and good connectivity with most of the businesses in Virginia Beach, especially the hospitality industry of which I'm part of. So the Virginia Beach Hotel Association, the Restaurant Association, the amusements, et cetera. And so to answer your question, everybody is down year on year.
Yeah.
Some businesses, especially once again, hospitality, restaurants have gone out of business. Others are teetering on the edge, waiting on the second round of P3. Mm-hmm. We did all right within my business. We actually do a lot more than just indoor skydiving. I have a leadership management consulting operation, and we also do professional training. We offer professional training services to the government. So within that, we were able to stay above the waterline is how I like to put it.
It's that diverse business plan that sometimes helps you survive, right?
That's absolutely right. It's diversity in your business plan and the ability to, I hate to use the cliche word, but you have to pivot.
Right.
So
right.
One of the things we do at iFly Virginia Beach is a leadership offering where we'll bring in groups of people. And in addition to a facilitated leadership discussion, we have the flight experience, which is the ultimate metaphor.
People like that. People like that. I got to go, but Alonzo and I dropped a lot of money over New Year's, so you're welcome. And we did we rode by your operation on the way out of town, and I said, oh, doggone it, I wish we had stopped to do this. So next time we're down, I did it once like 20 years ago out in Los Angeles and had a great time. So that's kind of interesting. Bob Pizzini, I got to run, but thank you very much. I appreciate the chance to talk to you.
Hey, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.